infinite, it is dark. Space is neutral, it is cold. Stars occupy minute areas of space. They are clustered a Jupiter here, a Jupiter there, as if seeking consolation in numbers. Space does not care. Space does not dread. Space does not comfort. It does not sleep. It does not wake. It does not dream. It does not work. It does not fear. It does not love. It does not hate. Space cannot be measured. It cannot be angered. It cannot be lamented. It cannot be summed up. Thank you.
I'm not afraid of the dark. Thank you. Thank you. sanctuary of the wooden lift is a restricted and revolving door of today's changes. Springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So pop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the blight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wave now with me, knee-deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky-blue pink, where we pause in the latex traveling of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm